You know, we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drumroll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Kara Kayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you've got a question for the Hosting Hotline, all you got to do is go to hostinghotline.com. That was a good job, Annette.
I know.
It's like real clear to the point.
You want me to buy you a domain? I got your back.
Go to hostinghotline.com. It is super simple. You just press the button, record your question, give us your name. We'd like to tell you when we're airing your episode, and then your question, it will help so many other hosts know what challenges you're facing, our thoughts on it. If we don't have an answer for you, or if we'll ask our network of experts to weigh in as well. So bring us whatever you got as it relates to your hosting business, and we'll get you some answers. We've got a question here from Nick.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. I was curious, I really get into the holiday season, and I wondered, do you think there's any value in decorating for the holidays for guests? Is there any pieces that I'm missing here as far as like with our cleaners or anything like that in terms of like cost versus reward? Love to get your thoughts on that. Thanks so much.
I'm going to have to do more extensive research, but I could not find anything immediately, Sarah, that would like prove that the ADR or increased nightly rate or increased occupancy rate specifically based off of holiday decor.
I do love how Nick asked about the cleaning team, because so often, and I've been at fault for this, I change something and I think it's minor, not a big deal, or I don't even think at all, honestly. And then they kind of approach me with like, hey, this is posing this or this challenge.
Right.
Or this is supposed to be here. And we were like, hey, the guests forgot this. And they totally just... I mean, so first of all, definitely have a conversation with your cleaning team. Let them know what you plan on doing, when you'll do it, who's doing it, what, if there are any other cleaning
things you'll need to do as it relates to the new decor that you have in the home. But I love that he brought that up.
I'd have to think that the guest would appreciate. And it doesn't have to be in your face, loud holiday decor. It can just be simple, like notes that, hey, this, there's a, like, the season is around us, you know, some things that are non, let's say, like, non-denominational, non, like, su- like specific religions or things. There, I think there's some, there are things out there that you can, like, blanket feel good about decorating your place. I did in my research see that some guests, and I've had this before, will ask you specifically to decorate or if you could. I think that is an opportunity for you to ask them maybe what their budget is, what are they exactly looking for, and you could curate that experience specifically for that guest with a little bit of an upcharge, a give take there of like the work that you're going to have to be put in and then what are they specifically looking for. But I know when I go to, Sarah, you and I went to the Vacation Rental Women's Summit and the Ritz-Carlton had like this unbelievable gingerbread house that was like jaw-dropping and like an icicle hallway, like that really was impactful. I know I've been on like holiday cruises before and it was like made it that much more special. I mean, New York City in the winter, you know, just that really does up-level the whole entire visit.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
I have an owner who decorates every year, listeners, and she's relentless about it. She, you know, it's very important to her. And I think we talk about this a lot, how your brand truly is who you are. Mm-hmm. So if it brings you joy to decorate in a certain way, to celebrate a certain season, I think you should do it. As long as it's not offensive in any way and it's very clear in the listing when that guest checks in, this is what they're to expect and they understand and they appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's just that reciprocity of the guest enjoying it and you, the owner, enjoying it as well. But you will get more bang for your buck if you stick to more of like a winter theme that can carry into January, February. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like it's just up for this short amount of time. Right. And you have to take in consideration your booking window. So, you know, if you have a longer booking window, the decorations may need to go up earlier than usual or figure out when that's going to happen. We have a tight booking window here. So, you know, it's 7 to 11 days from when a guest books to when they arrive. So we're getting up our holiday decor now and some of our homes. So it's really up to you, just I think that transparency. But you're right. My husband and I went to a short-term rental 2 Christmases ago, and I still remember that stay and how like her tasteful holiday decor just made that stay so much more special.
Throw pillows, throw blankets. And
it was cozy. Yeah.
And listeners, be on the lookout though, because this does happen. Guests bring their own holiday decor and they might leave it behind for you to clean up. So someone might go out and purchase, you know, maybe it's a Christmas tree, something like that during their stay. So be on the lookout. That does happen, but just, you know, take care of it. But also, I know we had one of our friends, Ingrid, all of her husband was just telling us during, you know, this previous fall holiday, how she, it was very important to her that every home had mums outside. She was just like, I want that to be part of the entrance of our home. So I love what you said, Sarah, of like, that's why we host also is, what are those elements of things that we enjoy that we can impact our guest day with that? Obviously, even like, let's say the moms, that's something that helps to decorate the whole entire neighborhood also. So I love it. Yeah. Great question, Nick. If you have some of your favorite day, you know, favorite holiday, maybe there's some, like if there's a listener out there that you have your tried and true each season, you kind of bring a few things in to decorate for each, you know, whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall. All you have to do all right. is call. Sorry. Okay.
I have one last tip, as I often do. When you decide to decorate, if you can commit to those decorations year after year.
Oh, good one, Sarah. I know what you're
going to
say. Get
those photos taken, and then you can use them year after year. So like I said, one of my owners, this is something very important to her. So I've got her holiday photos ready for us to upload to our property yes. management software for it to deploy to all the channels and whatnot.
Great.
So, and now it was a one-time cost, and this is year four for her, maybe, mm-hmm. I think four or five. So that's also a lovely tip.
No, that's a great hosting hot tip there. Yes. I love it.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.